Oh, hi. So you are listening to my first ever audio blog. I usually do the podcast via audio and then just write out blog posts, but I thought I'd put this on here as an option and see if people enjoy listening to blogs, because sometimes I think reading can be a little tiring and sometimes things just make more sense when you can hear somebody saying it in their own words. So anyway, what I wanted to do with this audio blog is share with you two of my favorite things that I am newly obsessed with. And they're really helping me in pretty specific ways, and I haven't told you about them yet, so that's what I'm going to do here. And if you have followed me for a while, you know that I am big into being productive in the morning, especially in the morning, because who knows what's going to happen in the day. We can plan and we can have an outline of how we want the day to go, but things always happen. Unexpected commitments or delays, problems, obstacles, you name it. Murphy's Law shows up on a regular basis. Whatever can go wrong will. It just happens. But if we do the things that are most important in the morning, then they always get done, right? I also believe very strongly that if I have the right attitude and the right focus, I am far more capable of handling whatever life throws my way. So there are two very specific ways that I try to take advantage of the morning time. The first and most important thing is to get my attitude right, to get my head right, to get my focus right, because that sets the stage for how I approach everything that happens during the day. And there will always be frustrations, so I want to get my attitude right. And then second, I want to get the most important things done early in the day. Here's one of the things that I teach in all of my courses and all of my clients, and I really try to live by, and that is what you focus on, you feel. If you focus on what's going wrong, if you focused on what you missed out on, if you focus on the stressors that are ahead, you are going to feel frustrated and disappointed and stressed out. But on the other hand, if you focus on what you're grateful for and what you're excited about and all the good things that you're accomplishing, you're going to feel happy and satisfied and proud. And I don't know about you, but for me personally, and really for most of my clients, I make far better food choices when I'm feeling good than when I'm feeling bad. If I'm feeling down and out and frustrated and upset, I can talk myself into eating all sorts of junk. I can talk myself into throwing a pity party, say that five times fast. I can talk myself out of a workout, and I can talk myself into just kind of being lazy, right? Because I feel like crap. So managing my mindset is a major part of achieving my fat loss and my fitness goals. And it's one of what I call my big rocks, right? The 20% of things that drive 80% or more of my results. So that brings me to the tools. These are the tools that I've been using regularly lately, and they're keeping my head in the right place so that I can make good decisions. And I'll tell you this, quite frankly, my body is responding. I am leaning out, my outlook is improving, and my body is responding. That makes me happy. So the first is a really simple journal. And I know a lot of people hate journaling, but this is actually kind of a cool way to do it. It's called the 5-minute journal. Years ago, I had heard Tim Ferriss talk about it, but I've heard several other people recently, very successful people, say that they love the 5-minute journal, so I went for it. And the premise is this. It's not that you sit down for 30 minutes and write out your feelings. That's not what it's about. But you take a couple minutes in the morning and a couple minutes before bed to fill out predefined fields that focus you on gratitude, affirmations, you know, I'm big on both of those, accomplishments and improvements. And I am loving it. It is making a huge difference in my mindset and my focus throughout the day. Of course, the major challenge, though, if you're going to buy the journal, is actually doing it consistently without fail, right? Doing it every day, not just for the first couple of days and then forgetting it exists. The key for me is putting it in a place that I go to first thing in the morning and every night before bed. And I am not embarrassed to tell you that mine is in the bathroom. It totally is, because that's the first stop I make in the morning and the last stop before bed. And I just have to take a minute to fill this out. The second tool that's making a big difference for me is a free app that I downloaded on my phone called WinStreak. To find it, you can just search for it in the app store of your phone. But basically, you put it on your smartphone or tablet, and all you do is note three wins you've had today and three wins you're anticipating for tomorrow. And there's a few things that this does for me. Number one, it keeps me focused on the positive. Instead of beating myself up and looking for things that I've messed up or opportunities I haven't taken advantage of, I'm focusing on all the positive accomplishments in my life. Number two, it allows me to forecast victories for tomorrow, so I'm going into the day with positive expectation. It's easy to live with dread, right? Dreading what you have to do next or tomorrow or next week, that project that's hanging over your head. I am much happier, and remember that happiness for me leads to better choices, when I'm approaching each day with positive expectations. And number three, it has changed my perspective and motivated me in a unique way to look for and then accomplish and follow through on these wins. I like the feeling of adding a win to my app. So I look for ways to win and then I follow through so that I can record it. It's silly, but it's true and it's powerful for me right now. So I'm wondering, have you used either of these, either the 5-minute journal or win streak? And what did you think? What is the most powerful thing you do to start your day, or what are you going to start doing? All right, let me know what you thought of this audio blog. If you would like more audio blogs or if you prefer to read them and just listen to the podcast, let me know. I love your feedback. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.